Well, hello for this week, the second week in February. Let's talk a little bit about pain. Okay, here's a quote. Life can be painful, but pain can also be productive. You know, I'd like to let it sit with you for a moment. Life can be painful, but pain can also be productive. Now, as a Black woman in this country, I am a product of the productivity of somebody else's pain. Many of my ancestors went through lots of pain so that I could sit in this position where I am now, which is quite productive. So there are times where we need to allow the pain that we've gone through not to make us stagnant, but to look at it and say, how can I use what I learned from that experience to be a better version of me later on? So it's not about just, you know, harping on the pain that was there. At some point, you got to look at it and say, what am I going to use from this so that my future is better? Sometimes the future is just better by not repeating that thing again. So here's the next quote that goes so well with that. Listen to this one. Will you allow the pain in your life to be a prison or a passport? I've heard that quote lots of times, but it goes so well with this. When I'm talking about life being painful, but that pain being productive, that pain is productive when we allow it to be a passport. It takes me somewhere else. It gives me the permission. It gives me access to something that I didn't possibly have access before. And so now I can move forward. I can go on because I'm using it as a passport. Now, when I let it stay in my head, when I think about it all the time, when I talk about it all the time, when I harp on it, when I can't let it go, that's when that pain has become a prison. And now there's no productivity coming from it. So let us decide whatever pain we're subjected to, whether it's a pain I caused on my own because I made a bad choice, or whether it's a pain that was caused from someone else. Let's say to ourselves, I'm not going to stay here in this prison of pain. I'm going to use it as a passport to be productive in my future and possibly in the future of others. Because there are things that we're doing now that will have a direct impact on those around us. So we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing. For instance, let's say, you know, I don't know, you are divorced and you have children. Now, you can allow that pain to become a prison, and you can make a very negative impact on the life of your children because of something that has happened. Or let's say, you know, you didn't have the greatest parents. You can stay in the prison of that pain by blaming everything that's going wrong in your life on the fact that you didn't have great Leave It to Beaver parents. Or you can take that information, that pain, and you can turn it around so that you're a great parent. You can take the pain of divorcing and you can turn it around and teach your children how to survive and be great. How to still be able to get along with a person that you no longer are married to and live with. There are lots of options of being productive in the future and impacting others in a positive way. So let's allow the pain that we've suffered to be a passport to productivity, not a prison of unproductivity and suffering. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, thanks for stopping by.